Thank you for joining our call this morning. Just to remind you again, the Union of Concerned Scientists is an independent, science-based advocacy group that has been a nuclear industry watchdog for 40 years. We are not for or against nuclear power. Our goal has always been to ensure that the industry operates its reactors as safely as possible. Now, if we do not get to all of your questions during this morning's briefing, please email us at media@ucsusa.org, and we will get back to you as quickly as we can. Please do not contact our experts directly. We've been overwhelmed by requests for interviews, and unfortunately, we don't have the capacity to respond to everyone. If you are having trouble getting everything down that you need from today's briefing, there will be a transcript and audio file on our website later today. Now, after our speakers are done this morning and we open the phone to your questions, please ask only one question, and if necessary, one follow-up. And please mute your phone after you ask your question. Otherwise, the sound of your typing will make it hard for everyone else to hear. This morning, our first speaker is David Lockbaum, who will update us on the latest developments in Japan. David is the director of UCS's Nuclear Safety Project. He is a nuclear engineer by training, and he worked at U.S. nuclear plants for 17 years. He also has worked as a safety trainer for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Joining us late will be Dr. Edwin Lyman, a senior scientist in the UCS Global Security Program. Ed is a doctorate in physics and is an expert on nuclear plant design and the environmental and health effects of radiation. He's traveling right now and will join us as soon as he can. Also on the line is Ellen Vanko, our Nuclear Energy and Climate Change Project Manager. Ellen worked in the electric utility industry for more than 25 years before joining us here at UCS. She will answer any questions you might have about the impact this disaster might have on the nuclear power industry in the United States. I will now turn the phone over to David Lockbaum.
Thank you, Elliot, and good morning. Workers over the past 24 hours have made continued progress restoring the power to the plant. Power had been lost initially because of the earthquake and the tsunami. In the last few days, they've run a temporary power line, and over the past 24 hours, they've been reconnecting that temporary power line to individual components within the plant. And considerable progress was made over the past 24 hours in extending and lengthening the list of equipment that's now been repowered and returned to service. We're hearing conflicting reports this morning about problems with a boiling spent fuel pool. Some reports say that it's the Unit 1 spent fuel pool. Some reports say it's the Unit 2 spent fuel pool. We're not able to determine which pool is boiling, if any. If a pool is boiling, that suggests, reinforces the notion that they're still in a crisis management situation. They still have some problems to face. They still have some troubles. Even though they've been able to return power to the facility, they're not out of the woods yet. We did take some calls yesterday about when will this phase of the accident be over? What are the workers striving to do? And I want to take a few minutes to try to explain what that would be, what they're seeking to do. They're trying to regain control of the cooling of all six spent fuel pools and the consolidated spent fuel pool at the site, and also to restore forced cooling of the three reactor cores on units 1, 2, and 3. To date, those cooling efforts have been a mixture of just adding water and allowing the heat to warm that water up to the point of boiling, and not really having forced cooling through the spent fuel pools and the reactor cores. That's what they're striving towards. That's when they achieve that state, that's when they'll have regained control of the three reactor cores and the collectively seven spent fuel pools at the site. At that point, things won't be perfectly safe, but they would have established a much more stable, controlled situation than they faced over the last week or so. If they achieve that state, that will also mark an end of the crisis management phase of the accident and basically turn into more of the recovery and restoration part of the accident. We're not in a position to forecast when that timeline might be, when they might be able to achieve that outcome, but that's where they're heading towards. And as I indicated earlier, they've made some progress over the past 24 hours restoring power to allow them to achieve that outcome. I think that's pretty much the update, what we have so far, Elliot.
Thank you, David.